You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Here ends the reading. Fictitious race car driver Ricky Bobby in the movie Talladega Nights prefers to think of and pray only to baby Jesus. 8-pound, 6-ounce newborn baby Jesus, he says, so cuddly but still omnipotent. Thought you'd never find that reference in a devotion, didn't you? Of course, we all love the image of Jesus as a baby. No crib for his bed, holy infant so tender and mild. Martin Luther loved to focus on the nativity of our Lord, writing, "Behold Christ, lying in the lap of his young mother, still a virgin. What can be sweeter than the babe? What more lovely than the mother?" He also wrote, "Let us then meditate upon the nativity, just as we see it happening in our own babies." Luther said, "I would not have you contemplate the deity of Christ, the majesty of Christ, but rather his flesh." Look upon the baby Jesus, Luther says. And yet, for Luther, as for us, the baby lying in a manger can never be separated from the Son of God, dying on the cross. Luther proclaims, "Now is overcome the power of sin, death, hell, conscience, and guilt, if you come to this gurgling babe and believe that he is come not to judge you, but to save." At the beginning of Advent, it is appropriate then to hear Paul's reminder to the church in Corinth, the truth, the fact of the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord. We're not on a journey only to Bethlehem, the stable, and the manger. Finally, we will arrive at Golgotha and the cross, the empty tomb, and Easter morning. The message and meaning of Christmas is empty without the ever-present reality that this child, this babe born in Bethlehem, was born to be the Savior of the world. He was born to be the first fruits of those who have died, now to be raised from the dead. Let us be mindful each day during Advent that the shadow of the cross always falls across the manger. Let us never doubt the miracle of God with us, nor the good news that Christ was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks for your birth as a baby, to be the Savior of the world. Help us to remember your humble birth, suffering, and death, and your joyful resurrection. Amen. Here's a suggested Advent action for today and for throughout Advent. As you display your home or family nativity scene, include a cross somewhere in the tableau.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.